Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia explores the first printed music for the lute, Francesco Spinacino's Intabulatura dell'Auto of 1507. Spinacino's life, in brief, lute settings of popular chansons, and the story behind the last surviving copies of his lute books are all on the docket, plus a new release by the Holland Baroque Society and a program of music by Georg Muffat.
Thank you.
We heard the third movement, Allemande, of Concerto No. 5 from Georg Muffat's Ausgelesene Instrumentalmusik, a collection of pieces for orchestra published in 1701. Matthew Halls led the Holland Baroque Society in a new release on the Channel Classics label. Georg Muffat was an important composer who was also a noted writer. He left us with several publications, normally printed along with his music, that describe how the early orchestra functioned. In particular, Muffat is recognized for his first-hand account of how Jean-Baptiste Lully's orchestra played. The Holland Baroque Society's Muffat program marks their recording debut with Channel Classics and with Matthew Halls, the young and dynamic English harpsichordist who is best known as a member of Ensemble Sonnerie. To this day, most of Francesco Spinaccino's life remains a mystery. All we know about him is that he was born in Fossombrone, Italy, and that he composed two books of lute music that hold the distinction of being the first of their kind to be printed by Ottaviano Petrucci. You might have heard the name Petrucci. He was the first publisher in history to print music for movable type during the first two decades of the 16th century. Aside from a little other information about Spinaccino that corroborates these two main points, there is literally nothing else. Zip. But where there are few stories to be told about him in the 16th century, a much later sequence of events has a fascinating tale to tell about how the last existing copies of his lute books, known as the Intabulatura de Lauto of 1507, ended up at the Jagiellonian Library in Krakow, Poland. We'll hear three works by Spinaccino, including settings of Josquin's Adieu mes amours and La Bernardina, as well as Fortuna Disperata by Benoit.
Thank you.
Music of Francesco Spinacino. We heard his settings of Adieu mes amours, La Bernardina, and Fortuna Disparata. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music from the first printed lute books, Francesco Spinacino's Intabulatura dell'Alto of 1507. The only known copies of Spinacino's lute books found today at the Jagiellonian Library in Krakow can be traced as far back as 1822, when they were supposedly bought in Florence by Georg Pulchau, a collector. Sometime later, they were acquired by the Berlin Collection, part of the Prussian State Library, which preserved them until World War II, when they, alongside with nearly 400 priceless scores that included significant manuscripts by Mozart and Beethoven, were moved out of Berlin by the Nazis, who hid them away at a monastery in Grusau, near Breslau. When the war ended, the border between Germany and Poland changed dramatically, and the monastery was then located in Polish territory. The Berlin collection was moved out of the monastery and into Krakow's Jagiellonian Library, where the collection was considered state property and its librarians given orders not to say anything. In the post-war chaos, the Berlin collection was thought to be lost forever. Here's music from Spinacino's lute books of 1507.
Thank you.
music from Francesco Spinacino's Intabulatura dell'Auto of 1507. The performers were Emanuela Galli, soprano, Josue Melendez, cornetto, Gabriele Palomba, lutes, Franco Pavan, lutes, and Paolo Zuccheri, viola da gamba and violone. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the story of the last existing copies of Spinacino's lute books of 1507. Earlier in the program, we learned about how the books ended up after World War II at the Jagiellonian Library in Krakow, Poland, hidden away from the world and their German owners. Many decades passed before the Berlin collection, with Spinacino's books included, was not only discovered, but also attracted international attention, the primary issue being ownership. Germany wanted them back, while Poland insisted they were a form of reparation for their own cultural losses at the hands of the Nazis. Nevertheless, one positive thing has come out of the resurfacing of the Berlin collection. These priceless scores, once thought lost, are now accessible to scholars. And, in the case of Spinacino, we thankfully have the last three known copies of his lute books to appreciate and study.
Oh. Thank you.
Mater Patris by Francesco Spinacino was preceded by Gieseghem's Amour, Amour, and Spinacino's setting of the same work for solo lute. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the very first lute music published by Petrucci in 1507. Francesco Spinacino's lute books of 1507 include numerous lute settings of vocal works by Josquin, Brumel, Brunois, and others. They also have many original and prelude-like pieces called ricercars. In fact, the books contain the earliest known appearance of the word ricercar, another first associated with Spinacino. The lute books not only give us evidence of a creative composer and able musician, but of a highly sophisticated music, which the Renaissance era nurtured into full bloom.
Thank you.
pieces by Francesco Spinacino from his Intabulatura dell'Auto of 1507. The performers were soprano Emanuela Galli, cornetto player Josue Melendez, lutenist Gabriel Palomba, lutenist Franco Pavan, and Paolo Zuccheri on viola da gamba and violone. Our new release of the week features the Holland Baroque Society, directed by Matthew Halls, in a recording of Georg Muffat's Auserlesene Instrumentalmusik, which is a set of 12 concerti grossi published in 1701. The Society's release includes a selection of 6 that are known for their enigmatic Latin titles. We'll hear 3 movements from Concerto No. 7, entitled Deliciae Regum, The Charms of the Kings. Matthew Halls directs.
Thank you.
We heard the Holland Baroque Society under the direction of Matthew Halls performing excerpts from their new Channel Classics release of music by Georg Muffat. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.